ultra confident Coach Brett Sunglasses Indoor He-Man Strong Boy Sunglasses. Now it's the sensitive, intellectual, emotionally available Brett Davern.
Clark Kent.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Mm. See, this is
Brett Kent.
This is me as this is just Brett. Hey, what's up? I'm Brett, you know? And then
oh, is it?
The sunglasses. You switched to the sunglasses?
Yeah.
This is Coach Brett.
Yeah. Know? I'm seeing that.
Then this is Brett. Hey, what's up, guys? And you know what's funny? When I put on these glasses, people don't even recognize me. Just like I almost, Superman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you ever squirgle your hair in the front there?
Well, only when
do
I'm
you squirgle it?
When I'm Coach Brett, yeah. But when I'm not, then the hair just goes back to sort of normal. I put on the sun or on the normal glasses. Nobody, I mean, people don't even know that it's the same person at all. You know,
wow. Everything you're so else mild-mannered.
Is the same. Yeah, exactly. I become mild mannered. That's right, mild mannered.
Yeah,
yes.
Good old mild mannered Brett.
Yes, not even medium mannered. Mild.
No. Yep. I barely mild. Taste it. Barely taste how mild those manners are.
That was a hard one to figure out when I was a kid when it came to like salsas. I was like, okay, mild, medium, those are basically mean the same thing. Why is it, I don't understand, why is it mild then medium then hot? Why isn't it not hot at all, medium and hot? Mild, medium, those are too similar, they both start with M. It's wildly confusing. How about just salsa, medium spicy and hot spicy? That makes sense.
Yeah, I guess. But mild does sound a little bit better than not at all hot.
No, I know, but like, let's just, but that's what I listen, I know why we have it. I know we had to discern something. I'm just saying, why do we go with something that means the same thing as the other thing? Sort of.
Because mild doesn't.
It does kind of. But okay, then why does medium mean anything?
Because it's in the middle.
Of what? Mild and hot?
Yeah.
No. That doesn't make any sense.
This is pretty straightforward.
Why does mild mean no, not really any spice?
Because it's just about, like, if you look at a salsa, it's the tomato, it's the onion, it's the cilantro,
right.
It's the lime.
So it's mildly spicy, right? The same way that medium is, like, mediumly spicy. It's very similar, dude.
Right. Mildly spicy means virtually none. Medium means some.
To some people.
Hot. Listen, or spicy means a lot.
Depending on brand. You ever had a mild that was like a little too spicy and a medium that was not spicy at all? I have. That's
right.
What I'm saying. There's no control over this thing. We need a board. We need like a, you know, like a governing body of salsas.
I feel like there should just be a little test strip that you can sell.
That'd be good.
Like a pregnancy test or like a ketone, like pee test strip where you just dunk it in the salsa and it will analyze the level of capsaicin? Whatever the spicy thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that stuff is that can just measure and you can know before you take a giant scoop of it and dunk it in your pie hole what you're looking at.
I need a few more levels also. I don't think there's not enough levels. Mild, medium, spicy. That's not enough. You need nothing. You need I just cut up the tomatoes, the onions, everything, threw it in there 5 minutes ago. It's basically just like a pico de gallo, right?
Right.
That is nothing. That's just pico. We should just call it salsa. That's just salsa. Boom. Salsa. Right?
Yeah.
Then you can have one step above that, which you guys are calling mild, but I would just call it, I don't know, something. We got to come up with something else. Then you got medium, which is not exactly in the middle to me.
It can be, though.
But it's so not this is ever. Your, it's you. Listen,
this is
you bring
like
people
a
over to your house.
Brett problem.
No, Nathan. No, I've been dealing with this for years, man. I buy the medium. Okay, because I want it a little spicy. I don't buy the mild.
Right,
but then
little,
people come over to my house and they go, "Ooh, whoa, this is medium. Oh, this is way too spicy." And I'm like, "What? No, spicy is spicy. This is not that spicy. It's mediumly spicy."
Right.
Right. So where's the spicy between medium and spicy? That's the one I'm looking for. I think that's the one we're missing. And then mild is misnamed. That's my point here.
See, the problem with this is we as a society have gotten by on three tiers for centuries.
That's right.
And I don't think anyone's put up as much of a fight about it as you have.
For centuries? It's not for centuries. This is ever since Tostitos started jarring it and putting it next to the chips in the aisle. They're the ones that invented these three terms.
Yeah.
Back in the day, wasn't it just like salsa? You test it. You like taste it. Oh, okay. I like that one. Why do we got to give it a thing anyway? And it's not even correct. That's my whole point. We're missing the one between medium and spicy, and mild is confusing. It needs a different name. I know you agree with me.
I think that's your new platform. At first, it was pineapple on pizza or lack thereof.
Yeah.
And now it's salsa reform.
Yeah. You know what else goes on my platform?
Hmm.
From iCarly, it's Nathan Kress. It's the Rocks and Nano iPod with his manly bottom, Brett Dever. Was Jake on Awkward? I handed in a belt and then what the heck? Just hanging out. Good talking dance stuff.
Don't get school dads and eat dad guff.
So take a knee. Tire pressure, playing catch, time up, corner, doing raves. It's your bedtime, eat your veggies. Pull up a lawn chair and open some suds. Crack some dad jokes with these dead buds. You better behave or they'll turn this damn car right around. Radioactive Dads.
Radioactive Dads, brought to you by Dial Soap. When you're looking to get clean, use Dial. Not really. That's not a real sponsor. Dial's still around, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still there. I don't see... Really? I don't see it as much anymore. Yeah. I don't feel like I don't see any Dial soap commercials anymore.
There's a lot of commercials that I feel like I had in my life as a young person, and now they're just gone.
Yeah. Like, everything's just becoming one brand or something, or like two brands of everything. I'm missing all the variety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's just Tostitos jarred salsa with three different spice levels. It's just, you know?
It's all anyone's even offered anymore. They're the only ones with the advertising bucks, you know?
I'm against the labels on the food products that sort of tell you what to expect before you get in there. I just get in there and check it out. See if you like it. My medium salsa is different than your medium salsa. Why are we putting a label on it? Just try it. You like Nathan's better? That's great. You like mine better? That's great. You know, Nathan?
I feel that.
We don't need to label it. Yeah.
Maybe that should just be the thing is like, you know, Brett's medium salsa. What have you got to lose?
Exactly. Like there you go. Perfect.
That's the slogan right there.
Perfect. Give it a try. It'll make you better at everything.
Yeah.
That's a claim I could stand by.
Probably. I don't think that would have any legal ramifications or anything. That sounds ironclad.
Yeah. What's going on in the Kress household lately? Still competitive?
Well, yeah, still competitive. Still competitive.
Still the dog still running amok?
Yeah, still injured. on my part. However, oh, can I tell you something awesome I did?
Yes.
Okay. So It was almost going to be a problem.
almost.
And I fixed it. So, you know how when you get a puppy, their teeth start falling out?
Yeah.
You know, like children, the baby puppy teeth that are like razors, they fall out.
Yeah, you find them like on the carpet and stuff. It's weird.
Yeah. Usually they swallow them. They like crunch them and stuff. So it's like bones. Like, it's awful.
Ooh, gross.
So... she's lost most of, yeah, that's what London did. That one too.
Stop every time.
She's lost, also that one.
Pavlov's puke.
she has lost most of her teeth. But she had some hangers on. Three of her four canines would not come out.
Oh boy.
And at first I was like, okay, well, they're just delayed. And I know that those, like the roots go all the way up to their brain or something. They're like really long. So they
I mean, everybody knows that. Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that. It's
common sense. And so I was like, they must just be taking a while. But then I noticed over a couple days, the adult teeth, they were coming in.
Oh, no.
But the baby teeth were not coming out. So she's starting to, she started, especially on her bottom canines, the baby teeth started going out to the side like this, like a, like an orc on World of Warcraft. And she's starting to get this thing where they're poking out of her mouth from the side and her lips are like getting stuck on them.
Ew.
So whenever I look over, she's just like this, and she's looking around. Like her teeth are just hanging out like
you
a
need
gargoyle.
A puppy dentist.
Yeah, well, I was getting ready to send her to the puppy dentist because I looked it up and they were saying if the teeth don't come, especially for the lower canines.
Of course you looked it up.
Of course I looked it up.
Yeah.
Because they said if the teeth don't come out and the puppy canines, the adult ones, grow in, they'll grow into the roof of their mouth and then they won't be able to close their mouth.
And then you have to kill the dog.
Right, then you have to kill him.
With
or
your
puppy
own
braces.
Bare hands.
Either way.
Yeah. No, 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 not an option.
You just got to take him to the farm?
Yeah. You, and with your own hands, too.
Oh, my God.
Both of them. Look.
These guys.
Hey, you're the head of the household, aren't you? Come on. Remember we talked on the last episode about establishing dominance?
Yeah, the best way to establish dominance is just to kill something.
Kill your...
We know that.
Kill your family pet right in front of your kids, just man.
Old Yeller style.
Dude, they'll never question you on anything again, man. Like,
that's right.
You tell them to eat their veggies from then on? Poor boy. Oh,
yeah.
They'll eat them all up.
Hey. Eat your broccoli. Remember how the dog's uncontrollable tooth growth led to her death?
Remember when I took the life out of our... Okay, I'm done.
No, we can...
All right, that's it. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
So anyhow, I was starting to get concerned because these teeth were looking wonky.
That's not funny. We're going to get so many emails. That's not funny.
At least you didn't totally commit.
It's completely hypothetical. It's a joke. It's a thing. Chill. Everything's fine.
You bailed out at some point.
Nathan's not going to kill the dog, at least not with his own hands. He's rich.
He'll have London do it.
As we learned from previous episodes, I would pay a puppy hitman to do it.
He'll have London do it. London's the one who gets the spiders in the corners anyway. I know that.
She's the enforcer.
You know it.
I know how that house goes. It. Yeah. Mrs. Davern's the one who kills all the spiders around our house, too.
That's right.
That's how it goes.
One leg at a time. Just picks them right off like a sociopath.
Yeah, it's the torture before she does it. Gets me.
Ooh, oh, your leg is stuck. Oh, no. Oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
You having trouble? Oh, no, it's a seven-legged
The
spider.
Torture is what really turns me on about it. Yeah, it's how we keep our relationship fresh, all the spider torture around the house.
Right.
Yeah, it's hot. Turn down the lights. Gross.
Can I keep going?
Yeah, you can.
That's really gross.
You're the one who brought up killing puppies, Nathan.
Oh, yeah. No, I forgot. Yeah, it all comes back to me on that. So I am getting ready to call a vet and say, what do we do about this? Because one of the canines fell out on its own before the adult tooth came in. So I'm like, obviously, it's possible. But then that happened the natural way, and then the other ones are just stuck. So I'm like, do they just not come out until you pull them?
Oh.
You know? And then you have to put them under. It's a whole certain. They get stitches and all that stuff. And so I'm, thinking about what that's going to look like.
Yeah, hold them down and go grab the pliers.
There is that option, which I felt like would maybe scar her for life a little bit more than it was worth.
A handy dad who held the dog down and pulled its teeth with pliers. What the heck?
What the heck?
Yeah, it's like dad stuff, you know?
Yeah, that could be like a quick mod to the theme song.
Maybe you tie a little string around the dog's tooth and then tie the other end to a doorknob and then slam the door shut.
Well, it's funny you say that. So something did happen eventually.
Oh, no.
Where Penny and I were just having, our nightly bout of tug of war.
Yeah.
And, she's pretty strong now, so I'm getting pretty aggressive with it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we're in the middle of it, and I pull, and she goes, and just sort of like walks away for a minute. I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then she comes back over, and she's got a little bit of blood coming out of her mouth.
Whoa.
I go, oh my gosh, what happened?
Yeah.
And I look, and one of those canines popped out. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, then maybe there's only two that are going to hang on. That was lucky, And then A couple of days after that, nothing happened. I thought we would just sort of let this happen naturally. And then I got that rope toy back out and I said, you know what?
Let's do this thing.
Let's do this thing.
Yeah.
So I'm just getting her into it. Ha ha ha. We're having a great time. And then as soon as I see that little mouth, I see that little knot of rope get over to the side of her mouth where the money zone is.
Oh yeah.
Bow.
Whoa.
I yank that thing out of her mouth. I hear a, and then she walks away, sort of toodles and
there you go. Done. Problem go, solved.
Oh, what happened? What happened? Come back over. Boom. One tooth gone.
Perfect.
Just like that. Solid yank out of there. And then I'm getting confident. I'm like, it's just a matter of time before like I was going to give her a day, you know, to recoup from the yank. Because I'm sure that didn't feel great.
Yeah, no. From the at-home surgery. From the at-home oral dentistry, doggy oral surgery that Nathan's performing with a pull toy.
With a rope toy, yeah. Only leave this kind of thing to professionals. So I'm going about my day after that. And then maybe an hour later, London comes around the corner and goes, I did it! And she's like, I just figured I'd do the same thing as you. And the other one came out.
Fun for the whole family.
Fun for the whole family.
Yeah.
So we yanked two teeth right out of her mouth inside of an hour. I can't believe she wasn't more upset with us. Yeah. But yeah, just waited until she had it right there and just wha-bam.
Yeah, they're ready to come out.
Commit, pop two teeth out, saved us $2,000.
I still haven't even gotten to do that with the kids. They all just keep coming out naturally. Like
oh, really?
In apples or like when they're just chewing on something, the tooth is already so loose, it just pops out. I haven't gotten to pull one yet.
Yeah. Such a rite of passage. We were talking about that with Rosie today. She's going to absolutely flip out. That's very much going to be the throw them in the pool thing. You don't even give them time.
No.
Just go, oh, hey.
Just get a hold of it.
Bah! Yep. And just get it out. Don't do the dread thing. Don't tie the, you're going to have to bare knuckle it because you're not going to have time to inconspicuously tie floss around that tooth. You got to go in there and get it.
Then again, once they've lost a few and they get used to it, which is where my boy's at right now.
Yeah.
It becomes fun. And then you could suggest fun ways to pull them out, like the string. Because then they're used to it, and you go, hey, you know, this doesn't hurt, right? Because I'm talking about they fall out when they're so loose, they're to the point where it's, you know, they don't even feel it. So then you can start getting creative, like, why don't we tie a string around it?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. We'll put the other end of the string around Daddy's truck bumper.
That's right.
This'll be
fun. Dumbbell down the stairs.
This will be fun. I'll hold your shoulders. Though. Mommy will drive away.
Brilliant. What a phase of life we're heading into.
No, come on. We'll tie the other end to your sister's bike. Tell her to hit it the other direction.
Get a twofer out of it.
Yes,
teach her to ride a bike. Get his tooth out.
That's
absolutely
right. Yeah. This is Paul Williams. The song is called Braces. It's kind of fun. I like it.
Okay.
Turn it up. This is a full email episode of Radioactive Dads after this.
Whoa.
Your emails all the time, your questions from social media all the time. You guys can follow us at Radioactive Dads on any of it, and we'll be right back.
Don't be shy. She said some nonsense, we'll sell you lies. Don't know what that is, but then you find you've got me falling in love.
One of them is known for spaghetti tacos.
That's him.
The other one is just awkward.
Huh?
Radioactive Dads on Adobe Radio.
Hey.
Time for some emails. That one.
Some emails?
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
Time for some emails. I've been watching a lot of Forged in Fire on Netflix.
Oh, yeah?
Have you watched that yet?
No.
Oh, come on, man. I'm going to take your dad card away. Come on.
Is it about forging things in fire?
Yeah,
or is it
man.
A metaphor?
No, it's about making knives and stuff. It's like Chop, but for blacksmiths.
Ooh, I'll watch that.
Oh, yeah, check it out. There's a guy on there that once they make their knives, he's like one of the judges. And so he judges it and he like cuts stuff with it and everything. And then after he's done cutting it, if it works, he says about their knife, he goes, it will kill. And the way he says it is just awesome.
That's his catchphrase?
Yeah.
It will kill.
It will kill. Awesome. Blacksmiths work their whole career to hear that, Nathan.
That's right.
From him. Shout out Doug Markaita. Shout out.
I was a tester.
Yeah.
I was a tester on a YouTube blacksmith channel for, I think it was like anime sword that they made.
Oh, that's cool.
It's called Man at Arms, I think was the channel. My buddy Brian Forrest from VGHS invited me to come do it. And I went and swung this gigantic sword and chopped a bunch of stuff in half. And so now that I know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And that was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Now I have to go watch that. But if you want to watch me chop a watermelon and some 2 liters in half, you can search that on the YouTube right
now. Wow. Turn down the lights. Yeah. Mm. Watch Nathan slice stuff in half. Actually, I mean, dude, I dare you to watch an episode of Forge and Fire and not want to build a home forge and get right to work.
See, that's part of the problem for me. That would be an immediate fight.
Yeah. You got the garage space, though. You could use the third garage.
That's true.
Or the 16th garage, whichever one you want around the compound, you know?
Right.
Your compound.
The rear, the rear garage that's just for the toys, just for daddy's toys.
Daddy's toys. Ew. Daddy's toys.
I'm talking about the...
Gross.
Well, I'm not talking about
Come on, man. It's a family show.
Hey.
All right.
My toys have the machines. They got the engines in them.
Emails.
That's... Special toys.
No, I know. I know, Nathan. Yes, a lot of the special toys have motors inside of them. We know. Can you please stop talking about it? It's an adult... it's a kid show. I mean, it's a family show.
Make up your mind. What is it?
Hey, Brett and Nathan! Exclamation point. Put my name first. Put my name first. They put my name
first. It's you. Look at you.
Hey, Brett and Nathan, exclamation point. My name is Kira.
Hi, Kira.
I'm 20 years old and in college right now, parentheses, hopefully medical school soon. Well, ooh, Wow, we got a smart one here.
Alive.
My boyfriend and I have gone back and forth on if we will have kids / when we will. He wants to have he wants kids before 30, and I want them closer to 40 because of school. If you guys had to do it all over again, would you have kids at the same age you did, or earlier, or later? Is there ever a good age? I promise I won't plan my life based on your answer. Just wanted an opinion. Laugh, cry, emoji. Well, listen, before we get into the question here, if you're not going to live your life based on what I tell you after this on this podcast, then I'm not even going to bother answering the question, Kira. Right, Nathan? I mean, why even ask?
Yeah, I feel like it has to be predicated, this whole thing, before we answer. She has to sign a waiver saying, I will never buy mild salsa again.
Right, right. And I will, and no matter what you tell me in when to have my kid and the decisions to make with me and my boyfriend, I will follow it to the letter of the law.
Med school be darned.
Med school be darned. Make it so. That is the podcast law.
Podcast law.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, Kira, if we're going to answer this question, you better sure as hell live to the letter of it. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is a family show.
We it's a family show. That. Yeah. Here's the thing. So I had my first kid when I was...
Oh, I thought we almost had it.
And if I had to go back right now, if you're just talking about like all things being equal, like you're not talking about, you know, your career, your job, all these different outside, you know, factors as far as like where you live, how much family's in town, the sort of help and support system and all of that. If you're just talking about like what I would say is the ideal age chronologically, what number should you be? I would say 29.
Mm.
27 through 32 is the range.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going right in the middle of it, ideally. So 28, 29, 30, right in there, young 30, right in there. I think perfect. You know, you get a lot of like fun out in your 20s and you got your career maybe established a little bit at that point. I'm not really sure what kind of medical school you're going to or how long it would take. But if you...
Yeah, that's the tricky
and
bit.
Also, I went to tap dancing school, so I didn't go to real college. So you graduate college, what, 21, 22, somewhere like that. Medical school, 4 to 6 years, something like that, right? So 20, yeah. So you'd be coming out of it, right? I don't know. That seems about right to me. But try to take a few years to enjoy yourself and get established a little bit, if you can.
Yeah.
Beforehand. Yeah. But don't wait too long. This closer to 40 thing, I got to tell you, I mean, I'm not yet, but I'm already slowing down. And I'm coaching baseball, and I'm not running with the kids as much as I could have been about 6 years ago. Not that I'm any like old man or anything like that. I'm just saying, if I could wave a magic wand, do it all over again, maybe 1 to 2 years earlier would be fine. Nathan, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm largely very much in your camp. I think you gave a great answer. I think the only caveats would just be, because like for me personally, we had Rosie when we were 25, I think. So, and that felt great because we have the energy. Yeah. Well, even with Rosie, she's tough because we burn out quick. But if we were even older, you know, if we had waited until we were 30 and then had Rosie, I don't know, man. Mm. That would have been really, really, really hard. The older you go, the less energy you have for the spunky toddler running around. You're constantly bending over, trying to, you know, hold their hand. Like, it's just, it's harder to bounce back, you know, the older you get. So the more that you have that energy and they feel that you're able to really engage with them, especially at the young age, I think is really beneficial. The challenge with that sometimes, though, is sometimes that's like we're saying, right when people get out of college, they're just figuring stuff out, just figuring out where they want to live, what they want to do.
Yeah, you've been studying, also, you've been doing homework, you've been stressed out, you're anxious, you got student loans. Like, I don't know if you want to jump in right away.
Exactly. That's a whole, it's a whole other stressor. And sometimes you're not quite done with like the fun 20s stuff by 25, you know? Right. The only reason why it worked for us is because we've been in our 40s since we were 19.
I was going to say that. He beat me to it.
Right. That's why we said, like, look, you know, we did everything that we really wanted to do.
Yeah.
So we might as well do this while we have the energy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while we feel like we're not missing out, like we're not super extroverted. We're not like, oh my gosh, we never went to Prague or, you know, we never did that backpacking
Nathan's been
thing
to Prague
with all
many
of our 20 somethings friends.
We know that.
Many times.
Yeah,
many I remember the story.
He's already seen Prague too many times. You might as well have a kid.
Right.
Yeah.
So once you've checked Prague off,
right,
or if you plan on just not going to Prague, you're basically ready.
It's one of
those two mental things.
Yeah, that's the line of demarcation for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So Prague, well, and, yes, no. Baby.
You know, and also there's a tipping point I'll say too, where like you're getting your career going. You know, both of you probably you're establishing yourself and what you want to do. And there might be a tipping point also where once you get that established and once you're, you know, your practice is going great and you're busy with all these things, then you have them later and now you're not able to sort of put time in because this thing's going great over here. So you're working all the time. And like, because that became your system, you know?
Right.
So
yes,
I think what I'm trying to say is, and now hear me out, everybody, you're going to be in the for a while. Okay. It's going to be crazy.
Yep.
But if you can sort of have them, once you get a little bit of that career established, once you get a little bit of that routine established, and then you have them and you sort of integrate them into that routine and it all kind of becomes part of the whole thing. Because sometimes I've watched some friends that they're like, well, I got to establish the career. I got to get the financial security. I got to da, da, da. And that's all level-headed and great. And that's great if you can have all that timing work out perfectly for you. But sometimes too, it's just, you know, make it part of just your journey and your whole thing, and it'll just become part of your standard operating procedure, and everything will be the way that it should be. Does that make sense?
I feel like, especially if Kira is going to want to be a doctor, and if you're approaching 40, you're so established and in your routine of being a doctor, and when you're in that, you're probably a very busy doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you're gonna have even less time to dedicate to it, and then it's either you feel like you're going to resent the kid for taking time away from your very well-established, fantastic career that you work so hard for, or that kid doesn't get the time of day that they might deserve, and you feel like you have to rely a lot more on that support system and other people to be around. And yes, you're going to raise your kid, but you're going to have to sort of outsource a lot of time to other people, which, you know, you might not want to do. So yeah. like you're saying, the sooner you can integrate them into your routine, the less of a huge chasm of lifestyle change you're really going to experience.
And you know, also that was why, oh, sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
That was honestly kind of why we got a puppy when we did. Because we were like, look, we're already in the bleep
just
right
let's,
now.
Let's go for it. Let's pile
just
it
get
on.
It done. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Knock it out rather than like get established and go, okay, our family's working. This is our routine. And then it nukes by getting a puppy.
The more, the better. That's what we always say around our house.
That's right.
Yeah, let's go
you
for
notice,
it.
You notice it less when you're already standing in a pile of it.
I have a friend of mine who's a really good friend, a family friend, lifelong friend, more than a friend, almost like a family member, honestly. And she is a doctor in real life and has three children now and had them around the time that we're talking about, like 29, 30, 31, that's 30, 29, something like that. And, I watched her do it. I'm sure it was busy. I'm sure it was crazy. I'm sure it was all of the things. But, you know, they're doing it and doing it well. And I saw it work out for them. And so I know it can work out for you too, Kira. And also, like you said in your email, there never is a perfect time. It's always going to be crazy, you know? And so if you feel like you're, it's more about like feeling solid between the two of you, you and your partner. And if you guys feel like you're ready to do this thing together rather than like the age that you're at, you know?
Right. So, and have fun final thing about that.
Get it.
Don't fall into, I feel like, fortunately, this is becoming more and more like known to the point where it's almost cliche, but I'm going to say it anyway because I don't know if we have. Because you brought it up. The single most important thing is that the relationship between the two of them is rock solid because a lot of people still have kids thinking that having kids is going to fix issues that you have or like force you to come together to
work together
as a team to raise this thing.
Let's just do something new. That'll work.
Yeah. Just inject some spice into it.
Sure.
That spice is napalm.
We're stressed out of our mind, anxious. This thing might not be going well. Let's try to teach a human how to read.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why people think that's a thing, but it's not.
Yeah, no.
So if there's any issues in the relationship, get those sorted out before you decide that you want to do kids, because then if that relationship falls apart, life gets harder in every single way.
And you know what else? Kids, people, you, yourself, you're adaptive. So whenever you're ready, you'll be ready. And even if you're not ready, you'll figure it out.
Yeah,
you'll
be fine. We didn't think we were ready.
And Nathan and I will be here for you the whole time.
That's right.
Possibly mispronouncing your name and giving you advice that you don't even want to take. No, I'm just kidding.
Especially about salsa.
This is Jake Wesley Rogers. The song is called Middle of Love. I love this song.
Not in the middle? You fully love it?
I love this song. There's a video of him playing this song in a courtroom on YouTube. Like, they just, I don't know, rented out a courtroom and he plays the piano in the middle of it and it's got great acoustics and it's just a great, cool video and I love this. I love this artist and I love this song.
We'll turn it up.
Let's crank it up. We'll listen to it. And more emails on the other side of the break. It's Radioactive Dads. We'll be right back. Kind of Elton Johnny.
I didn't ask to melt to the floor. I didn't ask to even be born. Both those happened when my eyes met yours. I don't remember life before I hope it's worth dying for.
One of them was slimed on Nickelodeon.
Yep.
The other one got dumped on MTV.
Well, Jake, we're over.
Radioactive Dads
bring it
on
up
Adobe
like
Radio.
Nathan, this song comes from Instagram.
I love it.
Not song. Sorry, question. Whatever, dude. Listen, I'm on 5 podcasts. You know what's talking I do. All right? Get off my back.
Well, I'm honored to get your scraps at the end of the
day. Oh, no, I wasn't talking to you, Nathan. I was talking to producer Katie.
Oh.
I would never talk to Nathan Kress like that. I was talking
to you. You better not talk to Nathan.
I would never talk to PP's Nathan Kress like that.
Don't you talk to PP.
Don't you? Used to be Nickelodeon, now it's PP. He's on the PP.
Big PP.
Not the DP, the PP.
Oh, God.
The PP.
He's on the PP, the Paramount Plus, the PP. I watched it on the PP. Dude, I'm signed in for so many streamers with so many different people's passwords. I don't even know which ones I really own anymore. That just hit me. I was thinking, I watched the PP, but I don't know if I actually pay for that one. Hmm. I'm not even sure which ones I actually pay for.
Interesting.
Hmm. We know you don't pay for any of them.
Oh, you know it. Not a dog.
Nathan's like, that's why I'm on TV. So people, the network just sends me passwords.
That's right. Yeah. I've got 18 different email addresses that I just rotate.
Yeah. You guys didn't know that, but Nathan doesn't even get paid for iCarly anymore. He just gets passwords for streamers.
That's right. I get paid $10 a month.
He's like, I'll do it for a Hulu and an Amazon Prime.
That's all I need.
I'm a dad
if
now.
If I had a cardboard box and Hulu.
Yeah. I just need the free shipping. Right. Please.
I can't buy anything, but as long as it would come to me for free.
Yeah. All right. So over on Instagram, we got questions. Okay. This one comes in from Childhood Faves 22. Okay. Aww. On Instagram. The question is very simple. Could anybody be on the podcast?
Yeah.
What?
I guess.
No. Absolutely not. No. No. No way.
Okay, name someone who couldn't be on the podcast.
Adolf Hitler.
Well, yeah, he's dead, dingus.
Strictly no Adolf policy around here, dude.
That's fair. Okay. I think we can say generally no Nazis.
What about, how about, I don't know, off the top of my head, Vladimir Putin.
Okay, so are we just saying no dictators allowed? Because I feel like we can generally say that they don't count as people. So when anyone is being referred to, I guess we can just say anyone except murderous, evil dictators.
Both of them were elected. They were both elected, Nathan.
Yeah, kinda.
Kinda.
Yeah. No, okay, they can't be on. What about, how about Tom Brady?
If Tom Brady wants to be on this podcast and discuss being a dad on our podcast,
yeah.
First, I will say mean things to him about what he did to the Rams in the early 2000s at the Super Bowl.
Sure.
And after that, I don't see why we couldn't talk to Tom Brady about being a dad.
I'm sorry, Nathan. No, no Tom Brady on the podcast.
Why not, Brett?
Because Tom Brady has chosen football over being a dad. So
has he?
We don't want him on this podcast.
What's anymore. Tom Brady doing? I don't even know.
What?
I follow...
You're not what, up on the Tom Brady stuff, dude?
No, what happened to Tom Brady? I don't
okay,
even know.
Breaking news in the world of dads, everybody. Tom Brady is sick of being a dad and would rather be a quarterback than raise his kids. That's the truth. Yeah. Him and Giselle, they're having problems over there in marital bliss. And most of it is because Tom, you remember, he retired for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, he keeps doing that.
He really only did it, though. Well, no,
did
no.
He it like two or three times?
No.
Brett? No, that's Brett Favre.
Yeah, that's Favre. Tom Brady went from New England down to he – signed with the Bucks. That wasn't a retirement. Yeah. He just signed with the Bucks. Then he won the Super Bowl. Then he didn't go to the Super Bowl. Then he retired, and he was only retired for a couple days. And then he said he's coming back. But then he didn't show up for all of training camp. And people were like, what's going on with Tom Brady? Like, where is he at? And then he did this press conference where he looks kind of haggard, if I'm being honest. Like, we know our guy Tom has not eaten a single grain or a piece of bread or a crouton in like 20 years because he's got that crazy diet where he only eats like wheatgrass and oxygen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he looks super skinny, right? In the press conference. He's looking a little haggard. And they're like, Tom, where you been? And he's like, hey, man, I'm 45. I got shit to deal with. Oh, sorry. I got to deal with. And it was like a weird answer, kind of cryptic. And people were like, what? What's going on? So then the season starts, you know, and he plays fine. He's always going to play fine. He's Tom Brady. But now all these reports are coming out that Gisele Bündchen, who, as we know, is Brazilian. Her whole family is Brazilian. Don't look into it.
yeah, I won't.
Yeah, don't look into that.
I won't.
Don't look into it. She's Brazilian. Okay, we're not sure how her family got over there or when exactly they came over there, but
the Bunchens are Brazilian. The bunches of Brazilian Bunchens.
Yeah, that's right. And they're not having a good time. Giselle is pissed that Tom unretired and that he's playing football.
Is that true or just speculating?
No, for real. Headlines? What do you... Listen, first of all, we record in advance. By the time this podcast comes out, they're going to be divorced. This is going to be a nice crystal ball moment on this podcast. Headed towards it. I'm telling you, by the time this one comes out, everybody listening to this podcast right now is just nodding along going like, yeah, that whole thing sure flamed out. Man, Brett was way ahead of that one. You guys don't really know how far ahead, but I'm ahead. And she has basically, you know, through sources, people close to her are saying that Tom has chosen football over their family. In which case, we couldn't have him on this air, Nathan.
Okay. I mean, you're right.
We're dads.
That's right.
He doesn't want to be.
Can't advocate for non-dadding.
Mm-mm. No.
All right, so no Tom Brady.
No Tom Brady. What about Aaron Rodgers?
What's his deal?
His family hates him.
Oh, well, this might be fun to talk about. So, Aaron, why does your family hate you?
Because he's a jerk, so they don't like him.
So, Aaron, why are you a jerk?
Oh, man, he is. Aaron Rodgers, there's a couple of celebrities and athletes that... Yeah, like we were talking about age and stuff, you know? Like, the older they get, the kind of weirder and, like, old man, like, your weird uncle at Thanksgiving that you don't want to sit next to because he's going to say something weird and cause an argument. Like, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers have entered that sort of, like, old man stage of their life. Like, I say the bombastic thing, but mostly just to be funny and get a rise out of you, and you know I'm kind of just joking. They're not kidding. They're just, like, old, grumpy chads who play football.
Yeah. But that could make for a great podcast.
Oh, it would.
Maybe we could change their life.
Yeah.
We could just really unpack everything that's going on. Maybe we can just get them on the right path.
It wouldn't be as good as the episode with Adolf. I got some questions for him.
Yeah, I got some questions too.
Yeah. But we wouldn't let him on the pod.
No, probably not.
No.
I don't think he would understand what a pod is.
No. No. He would also be like, well, I've got some ideas for you. And we'd be like, we know.
No.
Keep them to
yourself. We know all about the ideas. We're not going to do that.
Not a fan. No, thank you.
I don't like your ideas. Mm-mm. Heard about them. Thought about them. Don't like them.
Who do you think, though, is like the ultimate dad? Who's the ultimate Radioactive Dad's guest?
Wow.
Who's like America's dad? Used to be Tim Allen, but we can't talk to him anymore.
Yeah, I was going
to
say Tim.
Kind of weird. No, Bob Tom Saget. Hanks. Tom Hanks.
Well, oh, no, not Bob Saget, because that's not...
No, Bob's no longer here.
R.I.P. Bob.
Yeah, R.I.P. Hanks. No, not Tom Hanks. His one kid hates him.
Oh, really? Just Collins? Just not a big...
No, not Colin. There's one we've never heard of. There's a...
Yeah, we've never heard of him, but he hates Tom.
No, there's a Tiffany Hanks out there. There is. That nobody's ever heard of. He's not a fan, though. He's all tatted up. You guys think I'm making this up. I'm being serious.
He's a wild child.
No, Katie knows. Yeah. What's his name?
Chad?
Is it Chad?
I think it might
be. If it's Chad, we're getting out of here right away. That's a mic drop if his name's Chad.
Chet.
Maybe that's where the term came from.
Chet.
Chet, we made Hanks. A joke about Chet Hanks on iCarly.
Really?
That's funny. Yeah, I didn't know who that was.
Oh, you thought it was just a made-up name?
You didn't look
No,
it
I knew
up.
It was somebody. I just didn't know who it was. Oh. It wasn't my joke. I just
Come
figured
on,
I'd
Katie.
React.
He doesn't have
Acting
to do research
reacting,
on other
baby.
People's characters. Like, his character had never heard that character say that, so therefore, why has he got to look it up?
That's right.
Yeah. It's being presented with new information.
Right. It needed to be fresh.
That's right. A real reaction.
Right. Acting is reacting.
Time to say goodbye to the people, Nathan.
All right, everybody. I'm a little disappointed we only got to like two emails, but hey, thank you.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, I know. We know how we are. Well, let's try to hit some more soon. And so please, if you have anything else you'd like us to say, I'm still waiting on feedback about how dumb Brett is for liking black olives on his pizza.
See, you're not getting any reaction because people love it.
No, it's because they're drafting it still.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
too long.
It couldn't
have to
be
really
that
think about
you're
it.
Wrong.
Anyway, just finish up your draft. Finish
oh,
up
it could
draft.
Never
send
be
an
that
email,
Nathan's wrong. Oh.
Or the socials.
It's got to be that Brett's
dads.
Wrong.
Now that we're getting all that Instagram action, thanks for listening, everybody. Tell Brett he's wrong because we all know he is. And until then, your daddies love you and we're very proud of you. Have a great week.
Bye.
Kisses. Bye.
Welp, that covers it for this week on Radioactive Dads. Nathan and Brett will be back next week with a brand new episode. Streaming on Adobe.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The recording has stopped.